Hello.
Hi, good morning, Roxy Diaz. Can I just say it's nice to finally talk to you because I usually have a big night during the week, you know, watching Wheel of Fortune, and then I click it over to Entertainment Tonight every night, which you're on, so thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry if I'm a little raspy. My night literally just ended 2.5 hours ago.
Wow.
I was going to say, Roxy, there's no way that you slept because obviously you had to cover it last night and now you're doing radio stuff this morning. How's the last 10 hours been for you?
I still have on my lashes, and that's a girl thing.
Really?
As I have to stand out, yeah.
It's
but
all right.
But you know what? You probably still look really good. That's the one thing about lashes, that you're going to look awake all day.
Right. It was a night to remember. It was an amazing night last night. I really, really enjoyed the Oscars last night, and everybody looked fabulous, and Ellen just did a phenomenal job to me. I just had a lot of fun. It was a really good experience.
Who was your best-dressed man and woman of the night?
Oh, my goodness. The best dress for me was, I don't know if anybody else would agree, and Josie, we may be fighting later on when we talk fashion tonight, but I have to give one of my top moments to Angelina Jolie. She's just stunning in her Ellie top. She was breathtaking. I mean, she owned her look, and everybody literally stopped and watched Angelina Jolie from the top of the carpet till she got inside. She was just amazing.
I just want her to give someone else a chance for once, honestly. I just want her to just wear a potato sack, and she would probably still stop traffic, but I just want someone else to get a chance because she kills it every time.
She was amazing. I mean, she was she's Hollywood. She's fine. She really is.
Roxy Diaz with us right now. You can see her every week 9 on Entertainment Tonight as host and reporter. What was the highlight for you last night as you're on the red carpet and handling all the show duties last night, Roxy?
I almost jumped off the balcony where I was standing while Nancy O'Dell was interviewing Jared Leto. I was like, oh my God, it's Jared. I just love Jared Leto. So happy for him winning the Oscar last night. Well-deserved performance from him in Dallas Buyers Club. Also, Matthew McConaughey was just great. And, you know, honestly, I wish that there was a camera inside where I was watching to see my reaction when Lupita Nyong'o won, because I screamed so loud, hotel security came up to see if there was anything wrong. I was so happy for her. It was just such a great moment. She's just so amazing. I'm so happy for her. I really, really am.
And she's so eloquent. She had one of the most beautiful speeches of the entire night. I was just amazed by her.
I mean, can we expect anything yet less from a Yale girl? She's a Yale girl.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
She's amazing. This being her first job out of theater school from Yale, she's beyond amazing. And, you know, I have a very interesting perspective about where she should go from here, from Miss Halle Berry herself, who I was hanging out with last night. And you'll see that tonight on Entertainment.
Now you got me jealous, Roxy. Now you have to bring Halle Berry into the conversation.
You have to check out my Instagram page and see how amazing she would look last night. I was like, the queen is here. And she looked absolutely amazing. She also gave me her secret of how she lost all the baby weight, too. And you'll see that tonight.
Oh, see, I didn't even have a baby. I still want to know the secret. I just tried to lose all my Christmas cookie weight and my Girl Scout cookie weight. So
I was trying to get rid of lunch earlier that day. I'm like, how do you do it, Halle? How do you do it?
Besides Halle Berry, Roxy Diaz with us from Entertainment Tonight. You mentioned Jared Leto. Can I just say this? How does that man have better hair than most women? I mean, that is quite an impressive job he's able to do with that mane of his. Don't you think, Roxy?
Every time I see him, I think of the old Vidal Sassoon commercials. If you don't look good, we don't look good. He is just so dreamy. I mean, he has the perfect beach wave hair. I don't know how he does it. Maybe he goes surfing right before he hits the red carpet. I don't know, but he's just so amazingly dreamy. I mean, I don't know how he does it.
He's beautiful. He could stare a hole into people with those eyes, too, I swear.
He's such a flirt, too, and he knows it, and he's so much fun. And we had our very own Ireland Baldwin on the red carpet with us last night, too. They took some amazing selfies. I think she has the best selfie with Jared Leto on her Instagram page.
She was dominating. dominating the selfies last night. I wanted to ask you this, Roxy. We were talking about it earlier this morning. So many great moments last night, but a couple of embarrassing moments as well. One, Jennifer Lawrence getting out of the car, of course. Not a big deal. She plays it off so well every time. But John Travolta, what was he saying off stage after he butchered her name? Was he embarrassed? Were you able to talk to him about his big error last night on the Oscars?
You know, I didn't get a chance to get up to Mr. Travolta, but, you know, there are a little few beverages that happen beforehand and during the Oscars. Also, there is an open bar.
Right.
maybe he had a little one too many, and he was just having a good time, or he was just a little tired. But, you know, it's always hard. You know, and I know when I first had a Chiwetel Ejiofor name to say, or a Lupita Nyong'o name to say. When you're saying a name and it's the first time you're saying it, or you haven't been used to saying it for the whole entire award season, you make your mistake.
Probably shouldn't be hitting the open bar before you pronounce a name you've never pronounced before.
Exactly.
And for all the world to know now, what was the correct pronunciation that John Travolta actually failed?
I'm not going to even mess up the name, because it's AM right now, and I haven't had enough time.
This is a lot of pressure you just put on Roxy.
Know,
she hasn't
rough.
Slept, Rachel.
I know.
Roxy, one of the final questions I wanted to ask you, I know you have limited time or whatnot, but one of the questions I wanted to ask you, of course, you get to talk to actors and actresses all the time with your job, but last night, is there one person that you maybe really get nervous around every time you maybe see this person, that sort of thing?
I wouldn't say nervous, but just excited. I get excited when an Angelina Jolie or a Brad Pitt are coming towards me on a red carpet. I get excited when I see an Oprah coming towards me on a red carpet, you know. And I get really, really excited when I see a Jared Leto walking towards me. It's more of like a dream come true, mama, I made it moment, because I'm so humbled and I'm so grateful to be working with such a great company. Like Entertainment Tonight, it's just so much fun, and I have a lot of fun. So it's really a great humbling experience, and it's a dream come true for me. So it's just fun. But if I had to say the most nerve wracking experience is usually when it's an Oprah or the President of the United States,
yeah,
and I'm like,
right.
Oh goodness, what am I gonna do? But you know, I always like to have fun with my interviews too. So it's pretty cool.
And my question, Roxy, is, you know, as an entertainment reporter, you're kind of used to seeing these people on a regular basis. And outside of these red carpets, I mean, do you keep any friendships with some of these celebrities? Or what's the rapport like outside of just doing these interviews? Because I'm sure you see each other a lot.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's based off of your relationship with them. Most of them I've seen my whole entire career or their entire career. So, like a Lupita Nyong'o. You know, somebody who I've been able to be fortunate enough to interview on countless red carpets, it's now one of those, she's familiar with me, and there's a rapport there. She feels safe to talk to me, and she knows that I wouldn't put her in a tight situation. You know?
Right.
So, you become start to have a trust level with these celebrities, and they trust you to not put them in a tight situation. Like I said, they're in a bad situation.
Roxy Diaz, thank you so much. Get some rest. Roxy Diaz from Entertainment Tonight. See her every day, Monday through Friday, and we cannot wait for the behind-the-scenes scoop tonight. I know you and Nancy have on Entertainment Tonight this evening.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be lots of fun. We covered all the after parties. You have to tune in. Thank you guys so much.
Awesome.
Roxy,
thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.